This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERSinc.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at GOFFENAfurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons: quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
But a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
I bet you didn't know that number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tip City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tip City, and many other locations in six states.
They're playing basketball. 16 seconds to go first quarter. Long three ball. Convoy Crestview way short. Rebound Redskins up the floor to Rose. 8 seconds left. Deep right corner. Corinne Heitkamp. A bomb. Short. No good. Rebound stuck up and in. In at the buzzer. Schultes. An amazing shot.
And an amazing another on Radio 1. Broadcast has covered more than 1,600 exciting high school basketball games since 2006.
Here's a long three ball by Lee. He's got it! Keith Lee drained the three. Just about the time Chuck and I said, don't shoot.
That was one of those no great shots.
Here's a drive by Kyle in the lane. It's blocked by Sydney. A run out to Gordon. A dunk. He flushed it. Yellow Jacket fans going berserk. Sydney in the lead by five.
Wow.
Oh, we'll wow you with terrific plays and three-pointers at crunch time.
Rebound pinballed right back to Priest Ryan.
They're playing basketball.
16 seconds to go first quarter. Long three ball. Convoy Crestview way short. Rebound Redskins up the floor to Rose. 8 seconds left. Deep right corner. Corinne Heitkamp. A bomb. Short. No good. Rebound stuck up and in. In at the buzzer. Schultes. An amazing shot.
And you'll enjoy one amazing game after another on scoresbroadcast.com. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
There's still life in the Yellow Jackets. Down six. 55 seconds to go. Here's Gordon on the arc. Gives it up on the play to Taborn. Back to Andre. Straightaway triple. Good! Sydney's within three. 41-38.
ScoresBroadcast.com has covered more than 1,600 exciting high school basketball games since 2006.
Here's a long three ball by Lee. He's got it! Keith Lee drained the three. Just about the time Chuck and I said, don't shoot.
That was one of those no great shots.
Here's a drive by Kyle in the lane. It's blocked by Sydney. A run out to Gordon. A dunk. He flushed it. Yellow Jacket fans going berserk. Sydney in the lead by five.
Wow.
Oh, we'll wow you with terrific plays and three-pointers at crunch time.
Rebound pinballed right back to Priest Ryan. Blocked on the play. Jacob Playman. Outlet to Paul. Botkins for the lead. Jamison Meyer. Good! Botkins up one. Jamison Meyer hoisted in a 29-footer.
And ScoresBroadcast.com has called numerous state championships like this one.
Jacob Playman to the stripe. 7.4 to go. 1-1. If he makes the first, this game should be in the books. Free throw, Jacob Playman up. It is rimming around and going in. Oh, it shook the whole backboard. It rattled in the cylinder for a couple seconds. Kerplunk! It fell through. Botkins up four.
ScoresBroadcast.com is online and on the air with thrilling boys and girls high school basketball.
Top of the circle, Holscher. Oh, she's got an avenue right down the lane. Streak to the rim. Left-handed shot. Banked it home. It's a beauty. Corinne Heitkamp. Air mails one in from 25. Left wing, open player, Brandewee. Bombs away, in again. Corinne Heitkamp, Colleen Brandewee, back-to-back trace. Here's Riley on a theft. Riley Heitkamp stole it and blistered her way down the floor 60 feet to the rack. Beautifully done by Riley Heitkamp to close out this game.
11 young ladies have scored now for Fort Walton.
Oh, my goodness. Celebration. Pandemonium. Fort Laramie girls out on the hardwood. They are hugging and rejoicing. Unfinished business is now completed. It's finished.
We are the champions. We
us at scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Well, good evening to you high school basketball fans on this rainy, chilly Tuesday night. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. We are at Bodkins. It's the renewal of the Bodkins-Marion local rivalry, the Shelby County Athletic League against the Midwest Athletic Conference. We were here 2 years ago for the game between these two clubs, and it was a thriller. Bodkins and Marion Local went right down to the wire. Marion Local made a shot in the half-court offense. A great set was run, and the Flyers got a shot from in tight with a second remaining to nip Bodkins by a couple of points. It should be a fine game again here tonight. Of course, Marion Local getting off to a very late start in boys high school basketball because of another state championship run in football. In talking to 13-year head coach Kurt Guttemiller about playing basketball in 1 month less time than everybody else, he said, I'm used to it. We got a plan. Our young men who play multiple sports know how to do it, and we'll get better and better as the season progresses. Right now, Marion Local 3-4 on the year. Bodkins 8-1. Bodkins, based on records, a favorite, but don't believe in that. Marion Local is mighty big.
Yeah, boy.
Bodkins with the advantage at guard, no question about that. But on the inside, the Flyers have the edge in the person of two young men who go at 6'9 and 6'8. Don't know who Bodkins will start tonight, if they'll play the three guards on the perimeter. I think Chop will continue to come off the bench, and we'll have to see what happens, how it develops. But Marion Local's won 3 and 7 tries this year, Chuck, having lost to Anna St. Henry twice, 3-4 on the year by way of record for Marion Local, and 8-1 for the Bodkins Trojans.
Well, yeah, and I, like you said, the records don't mean that much. It's early. They've not played the same teams, really. But, you know, Bodkins at 8-1, their guards, and that's the key to their team is their guards. They're going to have to be able to shoot threes because if they try to go inside, it's going to be a tough night for them to get up the shot off of over 6'8 and 6'9. And on the other end of the floor, Marion Local, you're big. Just get the ball down inside and try to put the ball in the basket.
One interesting common opponent, Anna, in the Shelby County Athletic League. Marion Local lost at home earlier this year to Anna on Saturday, December 23rd, 2 days before Christmas, by 3 points. And then a game we covered recently here on scoresbroadcast.com, Anna was nipped by Bodkins on the road at Anna. Bodkins came on strong and won that game with a big flourish in the second half, doubling the point total on Anna over the final two quarters. And once again, it was Noah Top with help from Jordan Herzog. They got the job done on the inside, and they'll have to do that tonight and continue good work on the interior, at least come close to holding their own.
Oh, I agree. I mean, the biggest thing is going to be to try to keep Marion from getting 3 and 4 shots down the floor. If they can do that, I think they're going to be okay.
Bodkins has one loss on the year to date. That was here against Rushi on January 2nd, 62-57 Raiders. The last two games, Bodkins has won by a point over Anna by 15 against Fort Recovery, both on the road this past weekend, January 5th and 6th. So this is game number 4 in 8 days for the Bodkins Trojans. Marion Local Flyers know all about 4 games in 8 days. That will be the rest of Marion Local season. JV game 31-29. Who knows? Might have an OT for our JV tilt. Then a super long pregame segment leading up to the tip-off before tonight's varsity contest between visiting Bodkins, or I should say between visiting Marion Local and the home Bodkins Trojans. 32-31 Bodkins in the JV tilt as a look at the scoreboard with 6:12 to go in the fourth quarter. Marion Local just scored, 32-31 Bodkins by a point over Marion Local in the junior varsity game with a minute gone here in the fourth quarter.
like to tell you all about a couple of new underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. The Rushi Inn, 101 East Main in Rushi, open daily at 5:30, breakfast till 10. Who else has got breakfast at 5:30 or 6 in the morning in the western part of Ohio? Well, maybe you do at home, but nobody does out on the road except for the Rushi Inn. It's the inn thing for breakfast away from home or while you're on the road. Breakfast at the Rushi Inn, open at 5:30, breakfast till 10. Rushi Inn, 101 East Main. And lunch specials from 11 to 1, pizza, wings, all day long at the Pizza Inn. Try the tenderloin, the burgers, a variety of sandwiches. 11 to 1 at the Rushi Inn. It's the inn thing for food out, eat in, or carry out. The Rushi Inn, 101 East Main in Rushi. And thanks to Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru in Newport, located at Route 66 and 47, right at the crossroads of the Houston, Rushi, and Fort Laramie school districts, serving Miami, Dark, and Shelby counties. For a 15 to 20 mile radius, there's no better car and truck repair around. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru in Newport is at the top of the list. Phone 937-295-3773, 295-3773. For 60 years, Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru in Newport has been helping folks in the upper Miami Valley. Outstanding vehicle repair, towing 24/7, and attached to the garage, a convenience store and drive-thru. That's Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru in Newport, Routes 47 and 66. Still at 32-31 in the JV game, a little over 5 minutes to go. Bodkins in the lead by a point. Coming up in about 20 minutes or so, tip-off between Marion Local and Bodkins. Interesting matchup here tonight. Bodkins' strength for much of the year has been at guard, and Marion Local mighty big on the interior. Very curious to see how this contest develops. I'm Jack along with Chuck, back in a few minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Bodkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Hello once again here at Bodkins. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Halfway through the fourth quarter of the JV tilt between Marion Local and Botkins tonight, we're tied up at 32 all. Barring an OT session, we'll have the start of a varsity game in about 20 minutes or so. Phil Groves, third-year head coach at Botkins. He's done a top-quality job in 21 and 22, District 9 Coach of the Year, regional runner-up. He coached the varsity girls for 3 years, from the 18-19 season to the 2021 season. Botkins figured to be among the top three or four teams in the Shelby County Athletic League, according to most people this past summer. We thought Botkins would be better than that, and as it's turned out, the Trojans are better than most everyone thought they would be. Outstanding mark so far this year, 8-1 on the season, and gave the Rushi Raiders their toughest contest in a game here at Botkins that we covered on scoresbroadcast.com. Kurt Guttemiller, head man at Marion Local. I always like that last name when I look at it. I think of anything but Guttemiller. It looks like Guttemoller, G-O-E-T-T-E-M-O-E-L-L-E-R. Good German name. He said to me, well, we've struggled out of the gate. Our youth and experience is showing up against the good clubs. He said, we've given up too many baskets via turnovers and transition, and we've been beaten on the offensive boards. It's a team that will get better and better and better, especially as it gets its basketball legs underneath the players. 13th year for Kurt. 210 and 104 overall. He's won two-thirds of his games. Four Midwest Athletic Conference titles, six district championships, one state title for Coach Guttemiller. And lost in the regional final last year to Convoy Crestview, 41-40. I for certain expected Marion Local to be in the state final four last year. It didn't happen. Several minutes ago, Chuck, I shortchanged Marion Local on size. I referred to the two big men as 6'7 and 6'8. Well, they're 6'8 and 6'9.
Yeah.
Niekamp 6'8, Kanapke 6'9. Yep. How in the world do you guard those two?
Well, how do you out-rebound them on the offensive end? That's just effort. And I'm sure that Coach Guttemiller has talked to him about that. His state championship team was one of my favorite teams to watch. That team was just, they were so good, so much fun. That was a good time.
Yeah, Mesher down the stretch, the wing player,
yep,
guard forward. He was the glue. He got to the foul line. He was a bull down inside, made every clutch free throw that needed to be made, and he got the ball on the floor to the right person at the right time. But it was clearly a team effort led by that young man. And who knows, this Marion Local club might round into that kind of a team this year. They will play in the Northwest District and remain there in the Northwest Regional, unlike Botkins, which will be in the Super Sectional in the Southwest and advance to the Trent Arena Southwest D4 Regional Tournament. Marion Local 3-4, Botkins 8-1. We'll return in just a few minutes with more from here at Botkins. We are late in the JV tilt. Marion Local over Botkins by one. Under 2 minutes to go in the preliminary contest on scoresbroadcast.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be online today covering high school sports without the benefit of LaCow Equipment. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future is Wisebridge Wealth Management. J&J Brodigham in Sydney. Your most popular underground plumbing specialist. Brodigham is fast, reliable, and affordable. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman, hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence. I bet you didn't know, Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC solution, new and used machines, parts, and service. Securecon in Minster, SECURCOM, online at securecon.com. The pros in protection. And these 16-year Fort Loramie sponsors, M&A Muffler and Tires, Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
The schedule to date for Marion Local, interesting in that Marion Local has played 1, 2, 3 Midwest Athletic Conference opponents, but two of those three came in what they call the 119 event, an annual affair involving Marion Local, St. Henry, and Fort Recovery. Those games took place back on December 27th and 28th. They were non-MAC games. Marion Local lost to St. Henry, beat Fort Recovery. Then, in a Midwest Athletic Conference clash on January 5th at St. Henry, St. Henry defeated Marion Local. Marion Local 0-1 in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Nobody in that conference has played more than one game to date. Botkins doing quite well, as we've noted, in the Shelby County Athletic League. Trojans have lost just one and have won a big one on the road, Chuck, at Anna. Played Jackson Center away from home. Beat the Tigers at the Tigers gym. Lost here at Rushi. So in the second round, Botkins gets both Ann and Jackson Center back here at the Botkins gym.
Right, and that's helpful. They need to just keep winning. And I don't know if anybody can get Rushi, but if anybody can, it's Botkins. And Botkins has the ability to shoot it well enough to beat them.
Botkins, 1 week from tonight, plays at Minster. That's a game we'll cover for sure here on scoresbroadcast.com. And don't forget, Marion Local and Rushi end the year, or I should say it's Rushi's last game of the regular season, not Marion Local's. It's game 22 for Rushi. JV game down to 23 seconds, and we may have an overtime. We're
of course we will.
We're at 37-37, under 20 seconds left in the OT. Botkins with a foul to give. Marion Local has possession. Botkins can't foul again, or the Trojans send the Flyers to the free throw line. Marion Local ball, 37-37 deadlock. 15 seconds to go in the JV game. We'll keep it right here as we wind down. The final ticks off the clock, and Marion Local takes a timeout. 8.5 left in the fourth quarter of the JV game. Somebody said on the way in here tonight, we'd have 14 to 16 inches of snow if the temperature were in the upper 20s or below freezing. All of this rain would have been in the form of snowflakes.
It would have been. And when I was looking at my temperature and it said it was 45 degrees and I went outside with the dogs and I went, okay, it's about 20. That wind was howling.
Yes, and west of here, about 7,500 miles, the wind is 40, 45 miles an hour. We're going to get some of that later on tonight, early tomorrow.
Yep.
This past Saturday, Botkins on the road defeated Fort Recovery 58-43. Botkins boys won it by 15. Bradford down Fairlawn. Rushi blew out New Bremen 72-47. The game was a 30-point difference late in the third, early in the fourth. Raiders offensively were awesome. I saw much of the second half of that game after our early finish on Saturday night at Jackson Center. Houston defeated New Knoxville 44-41 on Saturday. Anna continues to be snake bit, lost a real tough luck one-pointer at home to St. Henry. The Redskins 58, Anna Rockets 57. In girls action on Saturday, Botkins defeated Elida 35-34. Fairlawn over Waynesfield Goshen 52-44. Fort Loramie won on the road at St. Henry 47-28. And Versailles defeated Jackson Center by 20 at the home of the Versailles Tigers 48-28. Last night, Fairlawn and Houston played in girls action in the SCAL. Houston won at 48-23. Tonight, there are a couple other games of interest. Houston is at Fort Loramie. In boys SCAL action, there's a girls contest. Fairlawn goes outside the Shelby County Athletic League to play on the road at Franklin Monroe. Elsewhere tonight, Fort Loramie's at Anna. Redskins girls play the Rockets away from home. And Jackson Center's at Rushi in girls action to complete SCAL play tonight. And on Thursday in girls Shelby County Athletic League games, Rushi is at Fairlawn. Friday boys contest, Fairlawn and Houston, Fort Loramie, Anna, and we will be at Rushi. Jackson Center Tigers play the Rushi Raiders on Friday night. Overtime starting up JV tilt here at Botkins tonight. Varsity game still a good 18-19 minutes away from the opening tip. The three-minute extra period begins in the junior varsity contest with a score tied at 37 each, Botkins and Marion Local.
Well, I was going to say before that timeout, I said I'd love to watch when they come out of timeouts what kind of innovative thing they've done to come out. They dribbled the ball, stood, dribbled the ball, threw up a launch, and I'm sure that's not what he drew up.
No.
The kids did not run what he was set up for.
I'm sure there was something designed, and it just did not get executed.
Yeah. Yep.
Thus, we are in overtime. Botkins and Marion Local, boys JV tilt 37-37. Varsity game still a ways away. We'll return with more from here at Botkins. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McPhee on scoresbroadcast.com.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850.
57, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook, too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street-legal golf cart from Brunson.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veterans Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
This is high school basketball tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Well, we thought we might have an early varsity tip-off tonight. JV game got underway at about 10 to 6 or so, but we've been stalled out in overtime. Preliminary contest is in OT, 10 seconds to go. Marion local possession, locked into the lead by a score of 40 to 38.
And Marion Local at side court has just gotten a timeout with 6.1 left in the first overtime. Marion Local had the possession here for about 30 seconds, fumbled the ball away a couple times, did manage to reel it in far side of the floor before it went out of bounds. Touch last by Marion Local, but the Flyers got to the ball and on the floor did get a timeout. It was granted by the officials, and we're down to what, Chuck, 6 seconds to go?
6 seconds.
40-38 Botkins in the preliminary game. Our varsity tilt still a good 15 minutes away. If Marion Local gets a deuce and Botkins doesn't score, we will have another three-minute overtime period.
Well, I'll tell you what I know for a fact. Good JV officials never allow the JV game to go into overtime.
Well,
and I coached a lot of JV, and I didn't want overtime either.
If they take a cue from the National Football League, the officiating at the junior varsity and varsity basketball levels in high school would be awful. I was so disappointed with the National Football League this year. Thought the officiating was horrible. Marion Local has just missed it to buzzer, and Botkins has won the junior varsity game by a score of 40-38. Botkins 40, Marion Local 38, as the Trojans take the preliminary contest. I'd like to remind our listeners that scoresbroadcast.com is always free of charge to users. It's been that way for 18 years, despite some recent attempts by scammers to take advantage of our site. Apparently, Google Ads, which at one time were popping up after Listen Live is clicked on the scoresbroadcast.com site, did attempt to trick people, the ads did, into applying a credit card to payment for joining the site and hearing the broadcast. These fraudulent attempts are simply no different than someone receiving via email a bogus invoice which tries to induce payment for a phony service or product that was never received or even considered. We think the snafu has been cleaned up by Christian Netcast in Virginia, which does our hosting and serving. You should not be paying a cent to listen to audio play-by-play in color of high school basketball this winter on scoresbroadcast.com. Close to 3,000 listeners joined scoresbroadcast.com for game presentations throughout 2023. On average, close to 3,000 per contest last calendar year joined us for each game presentation. And now more than 3.2 million users have participated since our inception on December 1st, 2006, when Rushi and Jackson Center played a boys' basketball game. Tonight it's Botkins and Marion Local. Should be a good one. Somewhat contrasting styles. Marion Local would prefer to keep the game down in the 40s. Botkins wants to get it into the upper 50s. We'll talk more about these two clubs when we return. Botkins hosting Marion Local tonight, Shelby County Athletic League against the Midwest Athletic Conference on scoresbroadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua, too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored 4 times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Well, Martin Luther King weekend is right around the corner, coming up next Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Fort Loramie Classic, third year of it at the Fort Loramie Gym, put on by the Fort Loramie High School Athletics Department. Features Fort Loramie and Sycamore Mohawk in game one of the day. That's at noon, followed by St. Mary's, Dublin, Jerome, then Tri-Village and this Marion local team, then Rushi and Antwerp. Minster plays Toledo Christian. Anna winds up the night against Arlington. It will be very interesting to see how the area schools, Chuck, do against quality clubs from outside the region.
Well, I like this, and then you don't have to go down to, and fight the people at Trent Arena and try to get in and see kids you have no idea who they are. You're watching local kids play against, you know, teams from other areas, but it's fun to watch. The last 2 years has been great, and I expect it to be another really good day of basketball.
This Marion local team got 27 points from Austin Niekamp in the recent loss to St. Henry, 63-54. Marion local scored just 7 points in the first quarter, fell behind, couldn't catch up, was beaten by 9 by St. Henry for the second time in a span of a little over a week, in fact. But Austin Niekamp pumped in 27 in that game for Marion local. Botkins did not allow him to get 25-30 tonight, that's for sure. Grant Kramer got 8. Big Jack Kanapke, who's 6'7.5 or 6'8, he got 10 in that game. Daniel Everman scored 4. Kyle Oddie had 3. Andrew Pullman had 2. So other than Niekamp, Chuck, in that win by Marion local over St. Henry, no one else scored more than 10. Jack Kanapke had 10 points on the interior, 37 points from the two big guys.
There you go.
Very little scoring so far from Marion local's guards. Meanwhile, Botkins is used to getting 35 points a game from the trio out front.
Well, the trio of Botkins is an outstanding guard trio. They shoot the ball well. They handle the ball well. Botkins does not turn the ball over much, and they do a real nice job of getting into the lane and then drawing the defense and finding Herzog or Flora for easy baskets.
Colin Dosick averaging 17 a game. Ryland Paul just under 12. J.J. Meyer a little over 7. They all shoot the 3 real well. You focus on them. And then Noah Top.
Yeah.
He will come off the bench. He loves it. He's a big spark for Coach Groves, Botkins Trojans. 9 threes, count them, 9 threes for that young man, Noah Top, against Anna and Rushi in recent ball games for Botkins.
Yeah, we watched him, and he was absolutely the best ball player out there on the floor that night.
He was at the top of his game, that's for sure.
He was the top, that's fact.
This is our LaCal Equipment Spotlight segment here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Our student-athlete spotlight segment puts the focus on a couple of cheerleaders, one for each school, before boys' basketball games. We talk about a member of the cheer squad for the two clubs participating here tonight. We are online today because of support from LaCal Equipment, which underwrites this segment of our broadcast. LaCalle moved in 1983 to Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCalle. And had it not been for the founding support from LaCalle Equipment, we would not have gotten on the air 18 years ago, would not be here today. Tonight we highlight for the Bodkins Trojans sophomore cheerleader Addison Klima, K-L-I-M-A. Addison's first name, A-D-D-Y-S-O-N, daughter of Travis and Chelsea Grevy. 3.7 GPA for Addison. Takes part in FFA, cross-country right now, soccer next year. In track, the 400 and the high jump. Undecided about her college choice. She's just a sophomore, but she'd like to major in sports medicine. For Marion Local, the spotlight is on Alyssa Zizelman, A-L-Y-S-S-A, Zizelman, Z-I-Z-E-L-M-A-N. I think that's the first last name I've ever seen. First and third letters are Z. I chuckled and I said, Alyssa, why is your first name not Zoe? That would have been perfect. She's a senior cheerleader at Marion Local, daughter of Mike and Nancy. 3.77 GPA for Alyssa. Honor roll student, math club, science club, Spanish, art as well. She's a mass server at the St. Rose Church in Mariastein and holds two part-time jobs. Two girls and a brother have already graduated from Marion Local, Emily, Angie, and Jacob. She'll attend Wright State and pursue a career in neuroscience. Alyssa Zizelman, senior cheerleader, Marion Local. Addison Klima, sophomore cheerleader at Bodkins. Our LaCalle Equipment student athlete spotlight performers here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCalle Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCalle's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships, which students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCalle Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCalle began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCalle for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCalle Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
One of our new underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com, Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Wisebridge will help you begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning. Wisebridge is your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. We'll have a number of plays throughout the game. They will be our Wisebridge plays of the quarter. Make your next play to Wisebridge, or I should say with Wisebridge. Wisebridge phone number 937-518-1776. Make your next play call to Wisebridge 937-518-1776. It is loud here at Bodkins. A moment of brief silence as the pep band for Bodkins is quieted down. pep band for the Trojans right here in the mezzanine level. Very loud at Jackson Center and Rushi, too. But the pep band at those two gyms, Chuck, is on the other side of the floor.
They're away from us. Yeah, this is probably the loudest gym that we are in, I think, during the season. Rushi's a real close second.
From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. And for these two teams tonight, key building components for sure. Bodkin's guards need to score and make outside shots. How will Marion Local defend? And for Marion Local, the size is significant. 6'9", 6'8". The two young men on the inside, Niekamp and Kanapke, combined for 37 in Botkin's, or I should say Marion Local's last win over, or I should say Marion Local's most recent setback at the hands of St. Henry. I will get it right sooner or later. Those are the keys tonight. Can Botkin's guards continue to score? Can Marion Local's inside people continue to score? And how will these two teams defend to slow down those personnel groups for these two clubs? Don't forget, there are key building components as well at the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi, which can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze in Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze in Rushi. A new underwriting sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com, also in Rushi, Francis Manufacturing, where quality manufacturing is not at all expensive. It is priceless. It's got to be, because Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. Francis creates castings that weigh fractions of an ounce, up to several hundred pounds. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing has been one of the very best aluminum sand casting suppliers for a long, long time. Our workforce averages over 15 years of experience, providing skilled attention to detail. Francis Manufacturing, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of ScoresBroadcast.com to promote them. Looking down at the Botkin's bench, I think it appears as though Phil Groves will start Colin Dosick, Ryland Paul, and J.J. Meyer at guard, 5'11", 5'10", 5'7", respectively. Russell Linhart, 6'4", Jordan Herzog, 6'4", on the inside. Noah Topp, along with Grant Flora, off the bench readily, I'm sure. Opening five for the Marion Local Flyers, according to head coach Kurt Guttemiller, is probably Daniel Everman, Grant Kramer, Andrew Pullman, and the two bigs, 6'9", 6'8", Austin Niekamp, and Jack Kanapke. We'll return to confirm those starting lineups for you and have the opening tip back in a couple of minutes. Botkin's entertaining Marion Local on this Tuesday night. Glad you could join us here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243. Or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at BurkePetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, Petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Hello, pumpkin. It's that time of year. The Great Pumpkin Pie has arrived at Frisch's, and it's just as delicious as you remember. With a flaky, made-from-scratch crust and silky, real pumpkin filling, each pie is baked to perfection and ready to enjoy. Or try another delicious fall favorite, our pumpkin spice caramel cake, with layers of ice cream and Frisch's pumpkin spice cake topped with a caramel drizzle. Stop in, call ahead, or pre-order online at Frisch's.com, DoorDash, or Uber Eats. Bring cheer to your holiday table this season with a pumpkin dessert from Frisch's.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney? From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
As we noted about 15 or 20 minutes ago here on scoresbroadcast.com, a couple new underwriting sponsors, the Rushi Inn in Rushi and Myers Garage and Drive-Thru in Newport at Routes 47 and 66. The Rushi Inn is at 101 East Main. It's got breakfast daily at 5:30, breakfast from 5:30 to 10. One of a very few breakfasts between I-75 and the Ohio-Indiana border that starts at 5:30 in the morning. It is popular. It's the in thing for breakfast away from home or while you are on the road. Breakfast at the Rushi Inn, 101 East Main in Rushi. Thanks as well to Myers Garage and Drive-Thru in Newport at Routes 47 and 66, serving all of Miami, Dark, and Shelby counties in a 15 to 20 mile radius. There's no better car and truck repair around. That's Myers Garage and Drive-Thru in Newport, Routes 47 and 66. Say hello to Mike Meyer. Tell him you heard about Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Marion local flyers have been introduced in the road blue with gold numerals and the gold flyers across the chest. Here come the Botkins Trojans. We'll track the starting five for you for the home team as the lights have been dimmed here at the Botkins gym. We anticipate Colin Dosick, Ryland Paul, J.J. Meyer at guard, and Lenhart and Herzog on the inside. Don't forget, coming up on Friday night, Jackson Center is on the road at Rushi in boys action here on scoresbroadcast.com. That's on Friday evening, Jackson Center at Rushi. Then on Saturday morning at 10, it's airtime, the Fort Laramie girls at the Classic in the Country at Berlin Highland. Fort Laramie takes on Sheridan, which advanced to the Division II state semifinal 1 year ago. Fort Laramie girls against Sheridan on Saturday morning at 10. We'll have a Saturday night game for you and at least a couple of games on Sunday from the Martin Luther King Classic boys action, those contests at the Fort Laramie MLK event. Hopefully, Chuck, the weather does allow us to get to all these contests. It's supposed to be quite cold for about 8 or 10 days, beginning in several days from now.
Yeah, I saw where we're going to get 8 degrees for a high on I think, Tuesday maybe next week. I'm not ready for it, but I guess it doesn't matter. It's coming anyway.
so much for the, what, El Nino that was promising much warmer conditions?
Well, we had a terrific December.
Yes.
And the first week of January has been okay. But, boy, now I guess it's going to be winter for a little bit.
I think December in Columbus, maybe even Dayton as well, one of the two or three warmest Decembers on record for those two cities.
Yep.
Here we go. It's going to be hot in the gym tonight before this evening is over. Bodkins home to Marion Local. Opening tip to start the game is won by the Trojans. It's batted back to Colin Dosick. Dosick gets a screen, lets it fly. Three-pointer. It is flaring off the rim to the right. Rebound tracked down by Marion Local. Quickly up the floor, Grant Kramer, spelled K-R-E-M-E-R, unlike mine, which is K-R-A. Ball thrown to the post to Austin Niekamp. Here's a fadeaway, baseline right, 15-footer short. Rebound down to Bodkins. Herzog, four-court left, no score in this game. We played 40 seconds. J.J. Meyer to Colin Dosick. He goes into the lane, has to alter his shot, so instead he passes. Oh, a good option. Fires into the corner. Herzog buries a triple. Boy, he was dynamite, especially in the second half against Anna. And the Trojans come from behind win at the Anna Gym. That game played last Friday evening. 6:56 to go in the first. 3-0 Bodkins, which we noted in the pregame, has got to make some threes here tonight. Ball thrown to Niekamp in the post. Right in front. Little half hook from 7 feet. No good. Skids off the rim. Rebound to Bodkins. Up the floor to Ryland Paul. Paul darts around the circle. Goes to Dosick in the left corner. Now Dosick goes near the Trojans logo. 40 feet from the basket. He starts to drive, burrows into the lane. The defender falls down. Dosick makes a 10-footer right in front.
Good no call by the officials because there was a teeny bit of contact, but not enough to knock him all the way back like that.
Herzog and Dosick, two fielders for Bodkins here at the beginning. 5-0 Trojans lead. Marion Local possession between the circles. Daniel Everman, 5'10 junior guard. Everman on the bounce. Goes left baseline to Austin Niekamp. Outside the arc, 25 feet away, is Grant Kramer. Long shot. It hits the rim. Comes down to Bodkins. Marion Local not doing much in the way of offensive rebounding so far. Trojans have more than held their own. Here is a pass on the inside for Bodkins. Open player twisting and turning. Russell Lenhart, yes, from 8 feet.
What a tough shot that was.
He floated that way up in the air over the outstretched hands of Jack Kanapke. And he shot that ball anticipating the size, made it anyway. Well done by Bodkins, which gets the ball right back. Turnover, Marion Local.
Called 10 seconds on him.
7-0 Trojans, 5:30 left first quarter. Here is Bodkins inbounding Herzog into backcourt to Dosick. Dosick fakes right, goes left, foul line. Oh, he's given a continuation step, and he makes it in the lane. Dosick blew right by a couple of blue jerseys, got the advantage of an extra half step, made it, and it's 9-0 Bodkins. Here is Niekamp throwing to a player on the arc who's open, a long 24-footer, missed on the play, but Grant Kramer, rebound below the basket. Marion Local tries to save, can't do it. Bodkins ball. Foul called against the Flyers.
Yeah, they called that on Niekamp, and he just kind of took Herzog and just tossed him to the floor.
3 minutes gone, opening period. Bodkins 9, Marion Local nothing. Herzog takes the pass at midcourt. Drawing the assignment to guard him is Niekamp. Ball fed to J.J. Meyer, 30 feet out on the left. Far corner, Paul. We got a shove off outside the lane on the left as Lenhart took it in the ribs. Ball out of bounds to Bodkins.
Caught that on Pullman, off away from the ball.
4:49 to go, first quarter. Good start for Bodkins. Trojans lead it 9-0. Unlike the beginning Bodkins had against Anna, when the Rockets ruled the first two quarters. Here's Herzog down inside. He ducks under Niekamp, wants to shoot, can't do it, gives it up on the arc to Meyer. Meyer, baseline right to Lenhart. Lynn Hart gave it up, got it back, knocked out of bounds by Marion Local. 4:34 to go in the first. 9-0 Botkins. Trojans zip out to a 9-0 lead. Marion Local cold, shooting the basketball at the outset. J.J. Meyer, high right. Right corner, Ryland Paul takes a bump as he glides through the lane area. Good call. Foul number 3 on Marion Local here in the first quarter. And with one more foul, Botkins will shoot 2 free throws in the first. On the floor for the Marion Local Flyers, Mitchell Randley, 6-foot senior. Ball dumped into Ryland Paul in the right corner. Outside the arc in the right, it is Dosick. Overhead pass, left side to Paul, comes back near side to Herzog. Shot fake, he barrels into the lane. Nice dish on the inside for Linhart. Shot is altered by Marion Local, which gets the rebound and the Trojans foul. 4:06 to go in the first. Botkins 9, Marion Local nothing.
Paul should have shot that time. He was too unselfish and threw the ball down to Linhart, who had no shot over the 6'8 kid.
And Botkins' token pressure gives the Flyers trouble. Here's a pass to midcourt. It's well up in the air, too high for Austin Niekamp, and at 6'8". The pass has got to be very high and off the mark for him to not be able to clutch it. Botkins ball up 9-0, under 4 to play first quarter. J.J. Meyer head of the key, foul line. Gives it up left corner to Dosick. Oh, a nice interior pass to Linhart. Shot blocked, got it back, laid it in, and it's a jump ruled before the basket.
That was the correct call, but that was an amazing pass he just threw inside to him.
Yep. Dynamite assist attempt. Good effort on the interior by Linhart. Did eventually make the shot after he was crammed. Marion Local possession, alternating arrow, and the Flyers throw it 80 feet down the floor. Too far under, layup is missed. Botkins at the other end tries a 3 from Dosick, high off the iron. Bodies get tangled up below the basket, foul against the Flyers.
It's going to be the second foul on Pullman.
Foul number 2 on Andrew Pullman for Marion Local. 9-0 Botkins, 3:42 to go in the first. Nobody scored in the last minute 30 of this game. In less than 3 minutes, Botkins led 9-0. That's the score now. Deep right corner with the ball is Paul. On top to Meyer, left side Dosick. Fakes left, goes right. Carves out space in the lane, on the arc to Ryland Paul. Look at him go to work, down the lane, little flyer, on the iron, no good. Loose ball, rebound. Oh, what a play by Grant Flora. In off the bench for Botkins, the 6'3 senior, offensive glass work. 11-0 Botkins. Marion Local, forecourt to our left. It is Mitchell Ranley, straight away. Gives it up near side to Daniel Everman, 5'10 junior. On top, 3-point try, straight away by Niekamp, air ball. Ball cradled, though, below the rim by Marion Local. And then a drive by Everman. Yes, he scores, banked it home. First field goal by Marion Local with 2:46 to go in the first. 11-2 Trojans. Ryland Paul dancing, foul line, high arching jumper. Wide right, no good. Dosick tips it to himself in the corner. Travels to get it. Might have stepped out of bounds. 2.5 left, opening quarter of play. 11-2 in favor of Botkins over Marion Local. Token pressure backcourt by the Trojans. Botkins is defending. Ball is thrown into Everman. He strides up ahead. Gives it off to Mitchell Ranley. Outside the arc on the right to Kyle Oddie, 5'8 senior, who's in. Right back it goes to Ranley. Weave is on. Cale Arn, 6'1 freshman, has checked in. He wears number 20 on his back. Here's a wild hook shot in the lane, Boston Niekamp. And it flares off the rim to the left. It was not on target. Rebound Botkins. Quick three other end. Noah top. Banged off the iron. Ricocheted out of bounds in the right corner. You know, unfortunately for Granley, he got a hand up just in time to catch a little bit of it going out of bounds.
On the Marion local touch, Botkins possession up 11-2. A minute 50 left in the first. Inbounding side court, 10 feet up from the baseline, is Dosick. Now to J.J. Meyer, who fakes right, goes left. Foul line. Weaves it to Noah Top. Top has been splendid off the bench for Botkins, 6'1 junior. Shot in the paint for the Trojans, no good. High off the iron. Rebound tipped away. Adi's got it for Marion Local. 90 seconds to go in the first, 11-2, Botkins. Outside the arc on the left, it's Adi. Gives it up to a teammate, and it's thrown right back on the play to Andrew Pullman. He sizes up a three and zeroes in from distance. 11-5 on the Pullman make. Quickly, forecourt left, Botkins. It is Paul on the arc to Meyer. Deep left corner to Paul. High arching floater. Good. 3-point land. Rylan Paul.
There are just so many people you got to defend. It's hard to find them.
Boy, if Botkins can share it cleanly and pass it around without making mistakes, Trojans eventually will find the open man. Here is a collision at midcourt, foul against Botkins. 14-5 Trojans. 45.3 left here in the first period.
That was an incredible hustle play by Grant Flora. He fouled nobody. That was a bad call.
Marion Local inbound, far side, playmaker Grant Kramer. Head coach Kurt Guttemiller of Marion Local trying to find the right combination of five. He is substituting freely. Here's Daniel Everman outside the arc, gives it up right baseline to Niekamp. Botkins reaches in, claws it away. Ball rolling over the end line. Touch last by a white shirt. Flyers ball, 14-5 Botkins, 37.2 to go in the first. Underneath the rim, Everman plays it on top to Niekamp. At the elbow on the left to Grant Kramer. Boy, it looked like he walked. He did.
Yep. His foot slipped. Good call.
He staggered, went to the floor. Violation. Botkins may play for one here. Herzog back on the floor for Flora for Botkins. So it is Herzog on the hardwood for the Botkins Trojans, along with Noah Top. And Meyer, Paul, and Dosick. Midcourt, J.J. Meyer. Picked up by Grant Kramer. Now Dosick. Guarded by Mitchell Randle. 14 seconds to go, first period. Botkins ahead by 9. Herzog at the Trojans logo. On the bounce. Against Niekamp. Ball thrown top of the circle to Meyer with 3 to go. J.J. streaks down the left side of the lane. Shot no good. Follow up in the air. No, by Noah Top at the buzzer. 14-5 Botkins after one on scoresbroadcast.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Mm-hmm. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at DanEilerman.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Botkins. Botkins 14, Marion Local 5 early on, second quarter. Trojans with the ball. Head of the key, it is Dosik. Oh, what a back cut along the baseline by Paul. And it was a terrific pass. It was threaded nicely by Dosik to Paul. Underneath the rim, easy layup, well done by the Trojans, who found Marion Local asleep on that play. 16-5, Trojans in front by 11. Marion Local to our left with the ball. Working it. Foul line, Grant Kramer. Straight away for three, Austin Niekamp, and he bangs one in. Niekamp peeled off the screen. He was open. Impossible to guard him at 6'8". 21 feet out on the floor. Oh, a nifty drive right down the lane. Dosik does that so well. A blow by, but Dosik, he sprinted to the rim, took it the last 45 feet, and carved up the Marion Local defense. Flyers try to counter with a long three from Grant Kramer. No good. High in the air, off the iron. Rebound Bodkins. Near foul in the right corner. Ball lost by the Trojans. Goes out of bounds to the Flyers.
Well, Coach Grove will live with that kind of a turnover. Boy, they're just running up and down the floor right now.
And this is the pace Bodkins likes. Trojans want to push this well into the 50s. 18-8. Bodkins in the lead, but 10. 6:47 to go, second quarter. Marion Local in backcourt. Dribbling against J.J. Meyer is Daniel Everman. On the arc, Andrew Pullman. Out high to Grant Kramer. Right side of the floor, Mitchell Ranley. Ball rotated around to Everman. Straight away, Kramer's got it. Picked up by Paul. Marion Local in the road. Blue, gold numbers. Left wing, clear out for Ranley. Doesn't use it. Goes to Niekamp on top. Niekamp scored 27 recently against St. Henry for Marion Local. He can shoot it everywhere. In that game, Marion Local was 4 of 12 behind the arc. And Niekamp made two of those. Flyers shoot a three ball here. Andrew Pullman got it. He's nailed a couple from long range. Momentary delay in the action. We've got shoelaces being knotted up. 18-11 on that long ball by Pullman. Marion Local back within seven. Botkin's biggest lead, 11-0 in this game, jumping out to a 9-0 advantage in the first 3 minutes. J.J. Meyer down the right side of the lane, has an opening, couldn't believe he was that much available, got within 4 feet of the rim, laid it up off the backboard, and hit the rim and caromed to Marion Local. Here's Everman in the left corner, on top to Grant Kramer, foul line Niekamp. Fadeaway three by Mitchell Ranley. Swish! Mitchell Ranley, 24-footer. And guess what? Marion Local is hot from the arc, and it's a four-point game. Three ball by Noah Top, a little crooked off to the left. Wild rebound shot below the rim by Paul, no good. Here come the Flyers, down by just four. Niekamp bobbles on top, gives it to Everman. Left side pass goes to Grant Kramer. Kramer gave it up, got it back, threw into the post to Niekamp. Foul Herzog of Bodkins, which leads by only four, 18-14. A couple fouls on Herzog trying to defend against the big boys on the interior. 18-14. 14 of the last 21 points scored by Marion Local, which still trails by four. Far left wing, it's Ranley, goes baseline, cut off, tries to pass the opposite side of the floor. Bodkin steals, then throws it away, taken right back by Ranley. Layup good. Boy, you don't dare hit a teammate below the other team's hoop, or your own hoop, I should say. Yep. That's what happened there. Marion Local took advantage, then a quick trigger, a miss by Bodkins. Marion Local can tie or take the lead. Long fadeaway three by Pullman. Rim, backboard, missed. Rebound Bodkins, which is up two. 18-16. 4:18 to go, second quarter. Here's Dosik. Oh, trying to hit a cutter in the form of Paul. Poor pass, deflected by Everman. Here comes Marion Local down the floor. Barreling in from the right wing goes Pullman. Is there a travel, a charge, or what?
Oh, the charge. The guy underneath blew his whistle and then pointed to the guy outside and said, what do you got? But then they got it right. They got the charge. And that's three on Pullman. And he has two threes here.
That is a tough break for head coach Kurt Gunnemiller and his Flyers. Pullman sits down. We believe he's got three personal fouls. Bodkins up by only two. 18-16, 4:09 to go in the second on scoresbroadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years with four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake, plus the latest up-to-date technology. We support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Hey, don't forget, Cutaway Styling Salon has been doing business for 40 years, creating beautiful hair with beautiful care. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie, right across from Brookins. It's the family styling salon for mom, dad, the adult children, all the kids. Cutaway at 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Owner and stylist, Deb Gubo. Additional stylist, Kathy Wilson, Chris Siegel, Renee Mesher. 40 years styling at Cutaway. Our experience, your style. We will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Turnover Bodkins as we return to action. Marion local ball. Flyers down just two, 18-16. After Bodkins jumped to a quick burst, 9-0 lead Trojans in the first less than 3 minutes. Marion Local is warmed up on the arc, and it's a two-point game right now. Here's Marion Local. Oh, a nifty drive. Crafty play right down the lane. Grant Kramer, 5'11 sophomore, got the deuce, and we're tied up at 18. 3:40 left to go in the second quarter. Here is Paul on the arc to J.J. Meyer for Bodkins. Dribbling. Meyer on the bounce at the elbow on the right. Looks for help. Can't find Noah top. Gives it to Flora. Flora stumbles into the paint area. On the arc to Paul. Now J.J. Meyer for a three. Bullseye! J.J. Meyer from downtown.
The kid is fearless.
After Marion Local tied it at 18 with 3:30 to go in the second, J.J. Meyer hits a triple. Marion Local counters with a three ball. Good! From way outside by Mitchell Ranley. 21 all tie.
Got an 8-point quarter going, Ranley does.
2:55 to go here in the second. Here is Bodkins attacking in the lane. Colin Dosick, spin move. Fadeaway shot from 10 feet. He's got it. Dosick counters for the Trojans. Marion Local beats pressure. 3-on-2 down the floor, broken up by Bodkins. Out of bounds in the corner. It'll be played in by the Flyers, who trail by two. 23-21, 2:41 left in the second period. High lob into the lane for Niekamp, and he is mugged on the play by a couple of Bodkins players. Ball out of bounds to Marion Local. Two fouls each way here in quarter number two. 2:39 to go till halftime. JV game won by Bodkins in a nail-biter in overtime. Here is Marion Local outside the arc on the left. It's Everman. Three-point shooter stepping back is Ranley. It flares off the rim. No good. Rebound top. Top falls in backcourt. Gave it up to Dosick. He steers his way down the floor. Looks for help. Leaves it behind him for Paul. Paul at the volleyball line. 2:17 to go, second quarter. Bodkins up two. Boy, you knew that double-digit lead would not last long for Bodkins. In fact, Marion Local has shaved it down to two, had it tied a moment ago.
Long, long three ball by Ryland Paul. Out of his range. Overshot it. Weak side rebound. Punched out of bounds by Botkins.
Flora had a nice rebound there. He can't look to really throw it to. He's just got to go ahead and be strong and go back up.
23-21. Botkins, 2 minutes to go. Quarter number two. Mitchell Ranley on the floor in the backcourt for Marion Local. He has given them a spark, along with Pullman, who's on the bench with three fouls. Ranley gives it up straight away. Ball handled there by Grant Kramer. Ball flipped cross court, then thrown in the arc to Ranley. Ranley drills it from three-point land. You talk about sharing the ball. Ball reversal, skip pass. All of it done in that possession by Marion Local, which is sneaked ahead by one, 24-23. A near mishandle by Botkins. Flyers almost got a steal. Trojans have it back. Down by one now. 24-23, a minute 18 to go here in the first half. Loose ball in the lane. Tipped on the arc to Paul. Down inside to a teammate, Flora. Player on his back. Shot no good. Foul kneecamp of Marion Local. Couple free throws here for Flora for the lead. Botkins finds itself behind. Marion Local's been cooking on the outside jump shots. Free throw by Flora. Knots the count at 24.
That's the first free throw for either team in the game.
Second shot by Flora. Quickly played first half. No good. It skims off the rim into the right corner. Flyers have the board. Marion Local straight away. Handled there by Grant Kramer. Popping out to catch Daniel Everman. Into the post. Outside the lane in the right. Back to the basket. Caught by Niekamp. Hindered from behind. Foul called against Botkins. Three on each team here in quarter number two. 24-24 tie. Foul line extended right. It's Ranley. Carves out space in the lane. Then passes the ball to midcourt. It's rolling over and back. Botkins possession.
Well, I wasn't sure the official was going to get in position to call that, but he did. And he had a heel on the center line.
Fantastic hustle by the referee. Yep. If a sneaker was on the midcourt stripe, it was detected by the referee, who raced back to get into position. Botkins now with the ball. 51 ticks to go here in the second quarter. Marion Local pokes it out of bounds. 24-24 tie. Herzog to J.J. Meyer near midcourt. Meyer on the bounce, head of the key, foul line. Down the lane, collision, lane area. Marion Local wants the charge. Botkins gets the defensive foul, a block.
He didn't hesitate. He called it right away.
Could have gone either way. One of those 50-50 calls. You sell it and you play on. 44 seconds to go, first half. Here is Dosik, top of the circle, gives it to Top, back to Dosik. Game tied at 24. Dosik fakes right, goes left to Paul, left corner. Paul streaks across the lane. Oh, what a dish. Finds Herzog available, low on the right for the deuce. 26-24, Botkins by two. 22 seconds left, first half. Dribble drive, Flyers through the paint area. Foul, Botkins on the reach. Four on each team, 21.8 to go in the half. If Botkins fouls here, Marion Local will shoot two. 26-24, Botkins, which led 9-0 in the first 3 minutes. Then a minute later, 11-0. It wasn't until 2:46 to go in the first before Marion Local scored. Now it's a two-point game, 26-24. Flyers ball at midcourt. 13 seconds to go, first half. Daniel Everman gives it up to Grant Kramer. Down the right lane line. A lot of contact. Offensive foul. Flyers bench says, hey, didn't call that a charge at the other end.
I think what they're asking for is maybe a little bit of consistency. I'm not sure we're seeing it right now.
5.3 to go, second quarter. Botkins possession. We've got 10 players in backcourt right now. Let's see if somebody breaks contain and heads the other way. It's Herzog. Ball dished into Dosik at midcourt with 2.5 to go. Near midcourt, it's Meyer. Long one, 40-footer, hit the back brace and skied in the air. No good. Botkins up 11-0 at one point.
now leading 26-24. Flyers came back to take a one-point lead. Trojans got the last 3 points of the first half to inch back on top, but two. Botkins 26, Marion Local 24 at halftime here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online. BRUCKENSPub.com.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
Welcome back here to Botkins High School. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McPhee. Halftime, Botkins Trojans 26, Marion Local Flyers 24 at the intermission break. Our halftime being brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence, building hotels for the hospitality industry, and by J&J Brodigham in Sydney. J&J Brodigham, your preferred underground plumbing specialist. Halftime, Chuck, take it away.
Well, I see. I mean, Marion Local has been out-rebounded 12-8 by the Trojans, 3-1 on the offensive boards. The Flyers turned it 7 times. Botkins turned it 5. Botkins went to the free throw line 2 times, made one. Marion Local did not go to the free throw line at all in the first half. Individual scoring for Marion Local, Mitchell Ramley, he had 11 all in the second quarter. Then they got 6 from Pullman. They got 3 from Niekamp, 2 from Everman, 2 from Kramer. They scored 5 and 19, 24 for the half. On the other side, Botkins a little more balanced. They got 8 points from Dosick. They got 5 each from Paul and Herzog. They got 3 from J.J. Meyer. They got 3 from Grant Flora. And they got 2 from Lenhart. They scored 14 and 12, and they lead it by 2 at the half.
These Flyers are very good athletes. You knew that Botkins 9-0 lead, 11-0 lead. You knew a double-digit advantage would not stand up. Marion Local came back, took the lead at one point, 24-23. Botkins ahead at halftime, 26-24. We're being brought to you here at intermission by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and by J&J Brodigham in Sydney on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
Leading the way is J&J Brodigham. Those who live in Sydney are aware that you must meet EPA regulations for the sanitary sewer system on your property. For many Sydney homeowners, J&J Brodigham has inspected their drain and sewer systems by using video cameras. Brodigham can simply reline all or part of your system to make it compliant with city code, often with little or no digging. You, the homeowner, can actually see the break or blockage in the sewer for yourself. For several years, Brodigham has continued to get the job done right the first time for hundreds of Sydney residents, one homeowner after another. We lead the way. Brodigham also has the best reputation throughout the region for its special jetting service, which completely clears blocked drains and clogged sinks and toilets, for example. Jetting is safe, non-invasive, and environmentally friendly. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Yes, Brodigham, with 35 years experience, is the region's most popular specialist in underground plumbing. J&J Brodigham, located in Shelby County. Fast, reliable, affordable. Like them on Facebook. Phone 937-638-5059. That's 638-5059. To fix your drains or sewer system, go with the pro, J&J Brodigham.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over five decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are especially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Welcome back to Botkins. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. A minute away from the start of our third quarter. Botkins 26, Marion Local 24 here at intermission. Goffney Furniture and Mattress, West Michigan and Sydney. A big blowout sale going on now. Huge inventory left over from the massive tent sale. Prices rock bottom, one bargain after another. Goffney is family owned and operated. Four generations of Goffneys for over 80 years. We've got you covered at Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, Goffney Furniture on West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney Furniture and Mattress. Inventory's great, sofas, recliners, sectionals, mattresses, and more at Goffney.
And locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years with four convenient locations. In Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake, we provide the latest up-to-date technology and support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank has to offer. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com. Here we go, start of the third quarter, Marion local possession. Flyers going from left to right in your phone or computer screen as you use your imagination. Botkin from right to left. Marion local, the road blue, gold trim. Botkin's the home white, black numbers outlined in gold. First pass down inside by Marion local is a poor one, intercepted by Botkins, which gets in a hurry, goes up the floor, throws it away. Flyers have it right back. Here's Niekamp, turnaround Jay for 15. A beauty mid-post shot by Niekamp of Marion local, 6'8 junior. Fine form on that delivery. Unstoppable turnaround Jay, mid-post area. We're tied up at 26. Herzog's got it for Botkins in the paint. Throws it cross-court to Paul. Paul looks for a cutter. J.J. Meyer down the lane, stumbled. The size was in front of him. Then he threw a bad pass. Here comes Marion local. Game tied at 26. Kyle Oddy, near side throw. Grant Kramer dumps it down right corner. Daniel Everman. Outside the arc on the right, Andrew Pullman with three fouls. Here's Niekamp at the elbow. Back to the basket. Herzog on him. He picks up his dribble, looks for help. Loops it to Grant Kramer. Kramer heads toward the left corner. Behind him to Everman. Dribbling. It is Everman. Everman to teammate Kramer. Long arching bomb, no good. Long rebound, Marion local. Everman connects on a tray.
Rebound by 5'8", Kyle Oddy, the smallest kid on the floor.
I tell you, Marion local's guards are shooting the three well.
They're out shooting Botkins in three. They got seven, and Botkins has three now.
Perimeter players for Marion local are sticking the bombs in and rattled a bit. Botkins fumbles the ball in the corner, out of bounds. Marion local up 29-26 after being down 11-0 at the start.
Yeah, they were down 16-5.
Flyers displaying terrific resistance in this game. Botkins scored 9 points in less than 3 minutes to open the contest. On the arc is Everman for Marion local. Gives it up straight away to Oddy. Oddy at the foul line. Turnaround 15-footer. Hit the flange. Rebound to Dosik and Botkins. Up the right side to Paul. Botkins down three. 2.5 gone here in the third. Ball pitch to Herzog on top. The shot is off the back flange. Ryland Paul gets the long rebound. Drives, shoots, foul. Alert play by Paul as he zoomed to the basket, and he's awarded two free throws. 29-26, Marion local on top of three.
Well, that was a good foul by Kramer, but that's also his third, so he's going to have to sit now.
Foul shot, Ryland Paul, good. 29-27, Flyers but two. Head coach Kurt Guttemiller of Marion local concerned about the inexperience at guard. Well, I'll tell you what, the guard play improving tonight for the Flyers. On the perimeter, they've shot it really well. Ryland Paul sinks two free throws. 29-28, Marion local up one. Niekamp in backcourt. Gives it up to Everman. Fires up ahead to Oddy. On the arc, handled there by Pullman, playing with three fouls. To Niekamp, to Pullman, deep left corner. He is checked on the play by Lenhart. Comes back to Pullman. He tries to lose Lenhart. Can't do it. Behind him, it's fed to Oddy. Oddy sprints in the lane. He's way off balance. There is contact. He goes to the deck. Two-shot foul against Botkins.
That was a bailout because Oddy wasn't going to make that shot ever. He was turned sideways.
Yep. and we get the bailout.
Jeff looked like he was diving off the swim board. Free throw, Kyle Oddy is in, 30-28, Marion Local. 5:06 to go, third quarter. Second shot here for number 12, Kyle Oddy, 5'8 senior for the Marion Local Flyers. It is no good. A lot of rim hit the backboard. Came off the iron. Rebound latched onto by Linhart. Oh, down the floor to Dosik. Dosik tries to make the gliding layup with the right hand from the left side of the lane in traffic. Missed it. Marion Local comes the other way. Leading by two. Oddy on the arc. Being pestered out there by Colin Dosik. Hand off to Everman. Between the rings, it's Ranley. Marion Local more comfortable running its offense than in the first half of the first quarter. Baseline left, it's Niekamp. Niekamp drives, lays it up, no good. Stick back is in by Mitchell Ranley. Johnny on the spot. 4-point lead, Marion Local. Timeout, Bodkins, 4:24 to go in the third. Here come the Flyers on scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
4 minutes, 24 seconds left, third quarter. Bodkins once up 11-0 in this game. And then leading several points later at 16-5, is now down four, midway through the third. Here's a drive, baseline left by Dosik, throws the ball into the paint. It's pinballed all around, reach-in foul, Marion Local. Two fouls on the Flyers in the quarter, one on Bodkins. Bodkins needs to make jump shots. Marion Local's put the clamps on the Trojans' three-point shooters. Ball thrown left corner, Herzog. He's open for Bodkins. Rimmed it in and out, no good. Very good offensive rebound on the play by top of Bodkins. Foul on the Flyers again, and that's Marion Local's third in the quarter. 32-28 in favor of the Flyers. Andrew Pullman back in. Braden Mesher, 6'1", soft, had been on the floor briefly for the Flyers. Here is Paul, deep right corner, dumps it down, baseline right to Dosik. Back to the basket, Oddy on him. Left corner, Herzog. Outside the lane on the left, it's Dosik. Pivot move in the paint area, hits it. Colin Dosik. 32-30, Marion Local. 3:40 left to go, third quarter. Heck of a Tuesday night game between the Shelby County Athletic League and the Midwest Athletic Conference. 30 feet away, Kyle Oddy. Ball lobbed to Niekamp, mid post, hanging on, holding. Pivots, goes to the rim, banks it down. 7-footer, tough to stop.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, that was a tough angle. Nice shot.
34-30, Flyers. 3:14 left, third quarter. Midcourt, it is Paul on a weave to Herzog. Pivots down the left side of the lane, and he throws it in with the left hand around Niekamp. Herzog counters. 34-32. Marion Local by two. 2:56 to go, third quarter. Heck of a game here tonight. Mitchell Ranley 30 feet away into Niekamp. Here's a temporary double team. Niekamp goes baseline right, leaves it short. Rebound tipped by Herzog to top. Long lob to J.J. Meyer. Straight away, Herzog. Left side, Dosik. Dosik angles to the lane, dumps it baseline right to top, 10-footer, clanged off the back iron, rebound Marion Local. Here come the Flyers up two, 2:27 to go here in the third, and head coach Kirk Duttemiller gets a timeout. Marion Local leading by a bucket, late third quarter. On scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
Final 2 minutes, 22 seconds, third quarter. Marion Local with the ball, inbounded on top, quickly a long three. A Hail Mary bomb, McGrant Kramer. Front rim, backboard, front rim, falls off. Botkins has the board. J.J. Meyer gives it up to Ryland Paul. Botkins down two. 2 minutes left, third period. Head coach Guttemiller ran a play there. Marion Local got the shot it wanted. It simply did not roll in. Outside the arc on the left, it's Dosik. Gives it up left corner. Paul wants to go baseline. Ryland Paul caught the pass in the corner with a heel out of bounds.
You've got to know where you are on the floor.
34-32, Marion Local in the lead by two. Botkins has scored just 21 points. Since about 4.5 minutes were gone in the first quarter. Just 21 cents.
They only got six in this quarter.
2-point lead, Marion Local. Niekamp in the post. Pivots, knocks down a Botkins player, and then Niekamp stumbles into Herzog's legs, which are prone to the ground, and Herzog is called for the block.
I'm thinking that's a good call because he flopped,
yep,
and then he tripped over him, so they had no choice but to call a foul on,
yep,
on Herzog.
Yep, fine choice by the referee. Minute 32 to go in the third quarter. Couple of free throws here for Niekamp of Marion Local. How many for him in this game, Chuck?
Niekamp has seven.
Botkins has done a pretty good job on him. The free throw lifts the rim and hung on the front of the rim for an instant. I don't think I've ever seen that.
It was all the way out and, yeah, and rolled back in. Yeah.
It spun like a top for an instant on the front of the rim after going in and out. And then kerplunk, it fell through. 35-32, Marion Local. Second shot, Niekamp is good. And it's 36-32. He's got nine. Marion Local Flyers outside players have done damage against Botkins here. Botkins down before. Here is Lenhart in the lane, hand off to Ryland Paul. He scoots down the left lane line. Foul. He was hipped in the act of shooting or no?
I think he passed the ball. So they're going to call that a shooting. He passed the ball.
A minute 20 to go, third quarter. I thought there was a chance they might give him two shots. Head coach Kurt Gellemiller agrees with Chuck McBee. Kurt says, what?
He threw a pass.
Now they get it right.
Thank you.
36-32. Call is changed. It's not a shooting foul. Phil Groves argues a little bit after the call is altered. Ball thrown into Flora in the paint. Top of the circle, top, dribble drive, left side of the lane. Hooks it,
wow,
with the left. Oh, it spins around and comes off. Real tough break for Botkins on that possession. Thought they had two free throws. then missed a shot in the lane area, which went in and out and off the iron. And Marion Local's up four with the ball. It's thrown into Niekamp in the paint area. Flora goes over the shoulder. 54.8 left in the third. Boy, you don't want to see Marion Local get much of an advantage on the scoreboard. If you're Botkins, Marion Local will slow it down and turn it into a grinder. Here's Everman outside the arc. Throws to Niekamp. Deep left corner three. Behind the screen. Way short. Rebound to Flora. Out ahead to Paul. 40 seconds to go in the quarter. Deep right corner top. Sizes up the triple. Bingo! He's got it. 1 point game. 36-35. Marion Local leads. Half minute to go. Third period. Right side of the court. Ranley for the Flyers. Gives it up in the corner to Adi. Kyle Adi on the bounce, center line, handled there by Everman, 18, 17, 16 to go in the third. Botkins down one. J.J. Meyer on Everman, 10 to go, high screen for Niekamp, dribble drive down the lane, Everman, blind pass, picked off, stolen back by Marion Local, shot is missed, rebound inside, laid up by Everman, good with a second to go, and he's fouled to boot. What a sequence that was.
Yeah, silly turnover. There was only like 3 seconds. There's no reason for them to try to throw that pass.
Botkins with a passing error in the final few seconds of the third quarter after getting a couple misses inside by Marion Local. Trojans played excellent defense. Threw it away. Everman got the gimme and the three-point play. 39-35 Flyers. Botkins has got to go the route. In a second, J.J. Meyer to midcourt. It's heaved by Flora. It's got a chance online. Short. No good. Marion Local up four. We start the fourth in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rod and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rod and Nate have been honored 4 times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rod and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Yep, here we go on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Fourth quarter to get started. Marion Local has edged in front, 39-35. Big three-point play by Everman at the end of that third quarter, right, Chuck?
Yeah, put back and a free throw.
Dribble drive, Botkins with the ball down the right side of the lane. Dosik motoring toward the basket, flips it in the air, blocked out of bounds by Marion Local. Four-point lead, Flyers. Trojans inbound to Herzog. Herzog steers his way around Niekamp. Reverse layup, missed it. Shot was modified by the big size of Marion Local. Here comes Everman down the floor for the Flyers. Dribble drive in the lane. Left-hander, no. Rebound right back to Marion Local. In front to Niekamp. Missed it from 8 feet. Went way over the back. Should have been called for a foul. It is ruled a jump out of bounds to Marion Local, and that one was missed badly.
Boy, yeah, he probably fouled 3 people to go get that offensive rebound.
Sure did. Maybe 4. The whole Botkins team would have been 5. 39-35. Botkins down 4. Here's Ranley. Cross-court pass to Everman on top to Adi. Flyers up 4, 39-35. Straight away, Adi. Niekamp comes out to catch. He hangs on. Gives it back to Ranley. Niekamp back to the basket, mid-post. Will he make a spin move? Oh, there he goes. A double spin move. Too much dribbling. stolen, but Botkins, good play. DeCamp got himself in trouble. Trojans came away with it. Deep right corner, long three ball. Good! Long one by Rylan Paul, right in front of the bench, or I should say in front of the cheerleaders for Botkins on the far side. Enormous basket for Botkins, which cuts the Flyers' four-point lead to one. Top of the circle, Adi for Marion Local. Left wing, left baseline, DeCamp against Herzog, who comes to help. Paul drops down in. Ball pitched on the arc to Adi. Back out on top to Andrew Pullman. 6:22 to go, fourth quarter. This is an important possession, like them all, down the stretch. DeCamp spin move, doesn't shoot. On the arc to Pullman. Foul line, dumps it back into a cutter. Little five-footer, no good by Ranley. Rebound, fadeaway, Ranley. Yes! 41-38. Fortunate for Marion Local, the offensive board came right back to Ranley, who knocked it down.
That is eight offensive rebounds for them here in the second half.
And that's a difference maker for sure. 6:06 to go in the fourth. Marion Local leads by three, 41-38. In backcourt, gets J.J. Meyer up the left side to Herzog for Botkins. Three-point lead Flyers. Here's Paul, picks up his dribble, needs help. Meyer between the rings, Adi on him. High right, Dosik, dribbling, top of the key, foul line. Left corner, J.J. Meyer for three. It hits the rim way up in the air. DeCamp jerks it down off the board. Here come the Flyers. Ball lost at midcourt. Botkins called for a reach. Oh, that was very minor, if indeed there was contact. Could have been.
Well, considering all of the butchering that both teams have done each other inside, that's kind of a ticky-tack outside call.
I'd agree. 5:35 to go, fourth quarter. Flyers ball up three on scoresbroadcast.com.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all, and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, medications packaged by day and time, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and nearby towns. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 p.m. weekdays and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness now features Jackson Center Tigers wearing apparel so you can feel well and look sharp. 937-596-8100. Open weekdays 10 to 6 and 10 to 1 Saturdays. In-store shopping and curbside pickup. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. Doing everything well to keep you well.
But Chuck, you noticed a very interesting defensive switch off by Marion Local here late in this game. It's paid dividends.
Well, Kyle Adi has switched over to guard Colin Dosik in the second half. He had eight at halftime. He's got 10 for the game, holding to one basket.
Grant Kramer with the ball, top of the circle for Marion Local, which leads 41-38. 5:26 to go here in the fourth. Ball lobbed to DeCamp in the post. Not a good pass. Botkins gets a piece of it, deflects it, steals it. Down the floor to Paul for three. Too strong. Rebound pinball down inside the top. In and out on the five-footer. Oh, my goodness. He'll make that 95% of the time. Marion Local snatched the board. Herzog bodies up against DeCamp. Foul number two or three on Botkins here in the fourth period. 5:03 to go. 41-38, Marion Local in front.
That's the fourth foul on Herzog.
Flora back on the floor for the Trojans. Baseline left of the rim. The Flyers inbound up three. It's Ranley, left corner, coming out to get it. Pullman to Ranley, who dropped the ball. They had to go save it back in bounds and couldn't quite get it done. He was on the stripe. Yep, Botkins gets a reprieve. A chance to tie it with a three. 4:53 to go here in the fourth. This one's going to the wire.
Ranley's had a terrific game for the Flyers. He's got 15.
Wholesale changes for Marion Local. Ranley didn't start this contest. Head coach Kurt Guttemiller's played 9 or 10. Here is top 25 feet away for Botkins on the arc to J.J. Meyer. Trojans down 3. Meyer sprints down the lane. Oh, a crafty play by him. He drew a two-shot foul. Got into a thicket of blue shirts. Had no chance to score, but he is given 2 at the stripe.
Yeah, good job of getting to the rim.
41-38 Flyers. J.J. Meyer, free throw up is in. He sinks the first one. 41-39, Marion Local with 4:34 to go, fourth quarter. Second foul shot here for J.J. Meyer. A couple of bounces. It is on the way. No good, too hard. Marion Local snares the board. Up 2 with 4:28 to play. Midcourt, Grant Kramer into the lane. On the arc, it goes to Ranley, picked up a Dosick. Now between circles, it's Pullman. Check but top. And Noah Top is called for too much pressure. Yeah, that's a foul that's not been called all night long. And both teams are playing defense just like that play was administered.
That's my problem with officiating. It needs to be consistent. You're going to call it, call it. But don't start calling it in the fourth quarter.
Right, good point. Niekamp at midcourt hands it off on the play to teammate Daniel Everman. 3 fouls in Botkins. 4:05 to go, fourth quarter. Botkins down 2. Straight on, 30 feet out, Everman. Dribbling against J.J. Meyer. High left, it's Pullman. Near side, Niekamp, doubled. Gives it to Pullman. Throws baseline left to Ranley. Ranley barrels in. The officials look at each other, and they call a block on Botkins.
They lost the coin toss. I saw him toss the coin up in the air. How do you do that? How do you look at the guy on top and go, what do you have?
We've seen that tonight 2 or 3 times.
That's terrible officiating. That is terrible mechanics right there.
Hard to believe the official on the baseline will relinquish his right to make the call and look at the man on the perimeter who's further away.
He's standing right there looking at it. He knows if he moved or not.
Well, it's ruled a common foul. Botkins fourth, though. Marion Local shoots the rest of the game. Flyers up 2. 3:48 to go in the fourth. Ball lobbed into Niekamp. Midcourt to Grant Kramer. On him is Paul. Everman plays pitch and catch with Kramer. Mid-post area, Niekamp goes to work, double-team. Got away with a big-time travel, and a foul is called on Botkins. And I tell you what, Chuck, I usually don't make this comment, but this contest has gotten away from the referees.
Well, they don't have a clue.
No, they've messed up the fourth quarter. And, well, I tell you what, I'll give them all the credit in the world. The three officials conference, and it's ruled a travel, a big-time walk on Niekamp. That's the right call.
It was the right call, but guess who didn't care for the call to change?
Yeah, Marion Local bench not happy. But there have been a few mistakes made in this period. Here's J.J. Meyer for 3. It is rimming out, no good. What a rebound on the inside by Flora. Foul hits Marion Local. 3:23 to go. Still a 2-point game, Flyers. Boy, there have been a string of very questionable calls. Couldn't believe that was going to stand.
It's just the mechanics. I don't think they're getting themselves in a good position to call the game.
Right. The synergy among the three, not good. Top of the circle on the bounce, Dosick. Left wing, Meyer. He's hounded. Gives it back to Flora. 3:12 to go. It's getting late. Botkins down 2. Dosick in the lane. Wild shot in the air off the backboard. Rebound pinball to the top of the circle. Top's got it. Noah Top, baseline right, shoots from 12, off the back iron, strapped for the rebound. Flyers tipped it, Trojans tipped it, out of bounds to Marion Local.
Boy, the shots that Botkins was getting in that first quarter when they were running the floor, they're not getting them anymore.
Marion Local is contesting. The Flyers' defense has been excellent here over the last 2.5 or 3 periods. Marion Local has worked itself to a 2-point lead. Flyers have been up by as many as 4. 2:47 to go, fourth quarter. Top of the circle, down the right lane line. Out of control goes Kramer. He dropped the ball out of bounds and charged while doing so.
part of the fourth quarter. Saw some officiating errors both ways. Now the referees have got to button down and get it right the rest of the way.
That's the key. Yeah. They just need to relax. I mean, they're all three good officials. I've seen them before.
Yeah. 2:42 left here in the fourth quarter. It's still 41-39. Marion Local, will somebody make a point? Ryland Paul, straightaway no atop for Bodkins. They clear out left flank for Dosick. Straightaway Meyer hit the elbow, tried to turn the corner, couldn't. Gave it up to Flora. Now here's Dosick, head of the key, left open, shoots. It is no good off to the left. Rebound below the rim, though, by Flora. He's right in front against Niekamp and scores! Flora hooked it in. He faked a little bit. They got a soft shot to go down around Niekamp. 2:10 to go in the game. We're tied at 41. Back in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Bodkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Bodkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Meyer's at 303 North Main in Bodkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Oh, that last basket by Grant Flora inside for Bodkins tied the game. That was the Wisebridge play of this quarter. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future. Using simple, visible strategies and solutions, make your next play. Call to Wisebridge at 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Well, with the game tied, Marion Local gets the ball down the floor, and they pound it inside to Mr. Niekamp, who makes a move toward the cup. He's fouled, and he's at the free throw line and drops in foul shot number one. 42-41, Marion Local back on top by a point, a minute 57 to go, fourth quarter. Niekamp's got them both. Boy, he's got a nice-looking shot. Great form. Nails two. And Bodkins is down a couple. 43-41, a minute 48 to go in the fourth quarter. Straightaway Dosick, now to top. Left side Meyer. Can the Trojans get a big outside shot or two down the stretch? Dribbling is Paul. Left wing Dosick. Minute 34 to go. Team fouls. 5 on Bodkins, 3 on Marion Local. Straightaway Herzog doesn't shoot. Right wing to J.J. Meyer. Thought about driving. He's on the bounce, on the bounce. Goes behind him to Paul. Long one is good! Ryland Paul. Oh, it went as high as it went far. Way up in the air, some 20 feet plus. What a beautiful shot by Paul. And the fans thought Marion Local turned it over. No call made at midcourt. Bodkins has the lead by 1, 44-43 on the triple by Ryland Paul, which will be another Wisebridge play in a moment. Marion Local on the bounce. A foul results in 2 free throws. Here's Niekamp. Mid-post working on Herzog. Gives it up to Pullman on the arc. And what do we have? Holding on the inside against Herzog.
That's 5.
And that's 5 on him and 2 free throws for Marion Local. The 5th on the Trojans.
That was the proper call. Clearly Herzog was bear hugging the 6'9 Niekamp on the interior.
But somebody had to tell Niekamp he's the one that got fouled.
He wasn't going up to the line, and they waved to him for the tie. It's no good. It lipped the rim. A little too hard. 44-43, Botkins. 42 seconds to go. Second shot by Niekamp of Marion Local. Again for the deadlock. It is in and out, in and out. Rebound Botkins. And in backcourt, being mugged on the play is Dosik. That is the team's fourth. Now from here on, both teams shoot two if there is a foul. 10 players in backcourt. Botkins up one, 44-43. And the Trojans will take only the very best shot available in this sequence. Here's Dosik dribbling up the floor. He is being hindered from behind. Foul by Ranley. And Mitchell didn't want to make that foul that soon for sure. At the stripe, Dosik for Botkins, which is up one. The shot is good. It hit the front rim and crawled over. Botkins up two, 45-43. 36.7 to go here in the fourth. Marion Local's not had a field goal, Chuck, in 4 minutes.
They've only got one for the quarter.
Second shot, Bedosik, good. He plops both of them right through. 46-43, Trojans. Flyers, just one bucket in the fourth. Haven't scored a fielder in over four. Dribble drive down the right side of the lane. Marion Local stutter step by Grant Kramer, and that draws a foul. 46-43. Botkins, 24.9 to go. Marion Local gets two free throws from Grant Kramer. He got bailed out. It was going to be a real tough shot to make.
Well, he wasn't going to make the shot. He was too far into the basket.
Free throws too hard. And Marion Local's missed three straight at the stripe.
Well, Niekamp, when he stepped up there, had been 4 for 4 until he missed his two. And now we got Kramer, who missed the front end of the two shots.
Free throws down the stretch, deciding it. That fifth foul thing comes early in the fourth quarter. Shot by Kramer. Yes. 46-44, Botkins by two. 24.9 to go. Timeout called on scorersbroadcast.com.
Looking for work? Let Spherion work for you. Spherion is a national recruiting and staffing leader with a local focus on putting you on the job and in a career. Right now, you can choose from many different kinds of positions, including general laborers and clerical associates who can earn $24 per hour. GED not required. Spherion has 20 offices statewide, including Bell Fountain, Canton, St. Mary's, Lima, and Findlay. In Sydney, Spherion is at 213 North Ohio. Go to applyohio.com and register today. That's applyohio.com. Spherion, an amazing career starts here.
Well, Chuck, if you're Marion Local, you've got a foul fairly early the length of this game. Who will the Flyers foul? Can Botkins get the ball in bounds? Top having trouble. Oh, he barely made it at 4.5 seconds. Threw it in on the play to Dosik. Dosik starts up the right side, and Botkins gets a timeout with 20.7 to go. Botkins up by two, 46-44. We'll keep it right here and talk about one of our sponsors, for which we need to mention Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. Major price cuts on Century brand hand tools, made in America, lifetime warranty, can't beat it. Everything 15% off at Jackson Center Pro Hardware. Receive free granite countertops for your kitchen with the purchase of solid wood raised panel cabinets. Jackson Center Pro Hardware has cabinets for the kitchen, one half the cost of what the big box stores charge. And you can also save on beautiful white and gray shaker cabinets, too. Tell Darren Yinks you heard about Jackson Center Pro Hardware on scoresbroadcast.com. The one-stop shop for home improvement, Jackson Center Pro Hardware. We make buying hardware easy. Ball inbounded to Ryland Paul in backcourt. Paul tries to run away. from defender Daniel Everman, who grabs him around the waist. And that could have been called intentional. They don't do it, though.
Ever. The only time I've seen an intentional foul.
A breakaway to the rim?
Yep. Yeah. You get them there. But on that, yeah, you're going to grab them. They know you're fouling.
Yeah, back,
I think it's correct.
In backcourt, 60 feet from the rim, that's never called intentional, although it is.
It was.
Well, the first free throw by Ryland Paul, he pulled the string.
Man, those two would have been huge.
46-44, Botkins, 18.8 to go. He needs to make... to force Marion Local to probably shoot a three. They could go to Niekamp inside and then foul after scoring. Second shot by Paul, swish. That's a big one. 47-44, Botkins. 16 seconds to go in the game. Marion Local runs down the right side. It's Pullman. Pullman in the corner to Daniel Everman. And what do we have? A moving screen on Marion Local?
Everman, after he threw the pass, just flat ran over J.J. Meyer.
Heads up play, but J.J. Meyer, that's going to be a Wisebridge. What a play, but J.J. Meyer. And Botkins will inbound with 14 to go. Marion Local's got a foul fast. Top and backcourt. Flips it on the play to Dosik. Dosik down here at this end, 80 feet from the basket. He's hooked on the play by the Flyers. Botkins' defense in the fourth quarter, along with some missed free throws, but Marion Local, the difference down the stretch. The Botkins' D got real stingy. Still, what, one field goal for the Flyers, Chuck?
Yeah, they've got 5 points for the quarter.
One bucket. Free throw by Colin Dosik. He's got it. Two-possession game, 48-44 Trojans. 12.2 to go.
There's a violation. You didn't get to shoot it.
Oh, my goodness. Yep. Botkins player left the lane. He was anchored there, then walked away toward the scorer's table, and that goof wipes out any free throw attempt. Here comes Marion Local. 10 to go. 48-44. A pass, a cut. Everman's got it. Scoring with 5.9 remaining in the fourth. 48-46. Botkins. We're going to highlight that play by J.J. Meyer as he helped draw that offensive foul. That was a big Wisebridge play late in this game. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future. Using simple, visible strategies and solutions, make your next play. Call to Wisebridge at 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Boy, it is amazing. Botkins defense, fourth quarter. Marion Local just got its second bucket of the entire period. And the Flyers have missed some crucial free throws.
Well, Botkins only has three baskets in the fourth quarter, but the difference is they've been making their free throws, and Marion Local has not.
Yep, prized possessions here in the fourth. Points at a premium. And if you miss free throws down the stretch in a close high school basketball game, you'll probably get beat. On the fifth team foul, you shoot two. That's been an early factor here in the fourth tonight. Here is Botkins inbounding. Everybody running away from top. He's running out of time, running out of time. And the Botkins Trojans get a timeout at the 4.75 second mark. I tell you what, I wouldn't have been surprised had the official not awarded the ball to Marion Local. Trojans took forever.
That is probably the third inbound pass here in the fourth quarter that I don't think they got the ball inbound in 5 seconds. I don't know who's counting what, but
right.
This has not been a well-officiated game.
Second half, Chuck, fourth quarter specifically.
Second half.
A bit shaky.
Well, you know what? I mean, teams, coaches, sometimes you get out of sync. I think that's what happened with the officials. Twice I saw them, the inside guy look out to the outside guy to say, what do you have for the charge? Not his call.
Unusual. Odd to see that happen. 5.9 to go, fourth quarter, 48-46, Botkins. Botkins
down to her right, far into the floor, has to get the ball inbounds. It's top looking, fires to Dosik. Dosik in backcourt at the foul line, and hovering over him, two Marion local players who foul. Very little went off the clock. It was 5 point something. Now it's five even. And even one out of two here made gives the Flyers a chance to sink a three and tie the game. Free throw by Dosik is bouncing around. It's no good. And with another miss, Marion Local could tie with a deuce, win it with a three.
Well, I like the fact that I didn't understand why they weren't on the line there, but he brought them in for the second free throw.
5 seconds to go. Timeout again. Bodkins at the stripe, second of two free throws. Bodkins leading by two, 48-46. Let's take a real short break, Chuck. We'll return on scoresbroadcast.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERSinc.com.
And don't forget, on Friday, Jackson Center at Rushi Boys action here on scoresbroadcast.com. Airtime about 6:45 p.m. Saturday morning at 10 from Berlin Highland. The Fort Loramie girls take on Sheridan, a Division II program. 5 ticks to go in this game. Bodkins shoots the second of two free throws. Colin Dosik at the line. Bodkins in front by two, 48-46. 5 seconds to go. Foul shot is swished by Dosik. Here comes Marion Local. Flyers need a three to tie. Everman races up the floor. Feeds behind him to a teammate. Here's a long triple in the air at the buzzer. No good! The shot, but Grant Kramer sprayed off the rim. A little lengthy. It was online. We were above his head here in the mezzanine.
It looked good.
Yes, we had a very good line on the trajectory of that shot. It was airborne. Looked like it was on target, but it was a bit strong. Game ends. Bodkins rallies in the fourth quarter to nip Marion Local. Trojans defense held the Flyers to two buckets. None for the first, what, 6.5 to 7 minutes of the fourth quarter. Well done by Bodkins D. The difference in the end, free throws. Marion Local edges, or I should say is edged out by Bodkins, 49-46 in a thriller here at the Trojans gym tonight. We'll return to close it out in a few minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs, reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate, home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Whether buying or selling a home, rely on one of only a few truly locally owned real estate companies in the entire area. Realty 2000 Group at 100 South Main in Sydney. The real estate professionals at Realty 2000 are dependable and knowledgeable. Tim Gleason and his staff will make the transition go smoothly for you. Their foundation is built on honesty and respect. If you're buying or selling in the area or relocating here, make the move
to Realty 2000. Contact us at realty2000group.com, 937-492-8055. We're locally owned, your neighbor, with knowledge of the city and county housing market that's second to none. Realty 2000 Group is the number one real estate company in Shelby County. Realty 2000, the region's household name.
Yep, tonight, the Bodkins Trojans made the free throws they needed to make in the fourth quarter, made the defensive plays they needed to make in the fourth quarter, and got the big, long three-pointer from Ryland Paul there with a couple minutes to go in the fourth. Bodkins, the home team, parlayed all of that into a three-point win over Marion Local, 49-46. Again, the Flyers, without a bucket, the first three quarters of that fourth period, and a few crucial foul shots missed by the Flyers down the stretch, and Bodkins wins out. It was a topsy-turvy game.
Yeah, it was.
Bodkins led at halftime. Marion Local was up at the end of the third, and the final difference, 3 points. Bodkins takes it, 49-46, to go to 9-1 on the year. Who would have thought Marion Local, after the late start, would be 3-5, knew they would have to develop basketball skills early on, but didn't imagine 3 wins in 8 games, although the Flyers have played a stringent schedule. Thank goodness for the Southwestern Ohio teams, Chuck. Marion Local is up north in the tournament, because you know Coach Kurt Guttemiller will have them firing on all cylinders come tourney time in the middle of February.
Well, they're only going to get better. And, I mean, that second quarter, if that's any indication, if they could play a whole game like they did the second quarter, they would be unstoppable.
Yep. Well-coached game by Phil Groves of the Bodkins Trojans, which performed splendidly under pressure in the fourth period here tonight to win it.
Well, they did. I mean, if you take a look at the stats, each team had 24 rebounds. Each team had 9 offensive rebounds. Marion Local turned it over 14 times, Bodkins 11. The Trojans were 9 of 14 from the free throw line. Marion Local was 7 of 11. Individual scoring for the Flyers, they were led by Mitchell Ranley with 15. They got 11 from Niekamp and 10 from Everman. I thought Everman had a terrific game for him tonight. Mike Clancy's player of the game for the Flyers is going to be Mitchell Ranley. On the other side, Bodkins, 14 points each from Dosik and Paul. Then they got 7 from Herzog, who played with a lot of foul trouble in the second half. 5 from Flora. 3 from, who is that? Noah Topp. And 2 from Renhart. 4 from J.J. Meyer. 49 for the game. I'm going to go with Ryland Paul as my player of the game for Bodkins. He had 2 huge threes there in the fourth quarter. They were down when he was making his threes.
Yep. 49-46. Bodkins wins it. Our star of the game, underwritten by Clancy's Restaurant, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7. Complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Marion Local Flyers now 3-5 on the year. Next two games for Marion Local against New Knoxville on Friday the 12th. That game's at Marion. And then on Saturday, a 5:30 tip for Marion Local on the road at Van Wert. That's on Saturday, January 13th. And then Marion Local continues its grueling schedule and plays a third day in a row in the MLK Classic versus Tri-Village.
Ooh, Tri-Village's got a good basketball team.
At Fort Loramie in the MLK event. That's on Sunday, so how about that? Three games in succession. New Knoxville, home at Van Wert, and then against Tri-Village at the MLK Classic the next day, Sunday.
That's tough.
That's the price you pay, I guess, when your football team wins the state title every year.
Yeah, I mean, Coach Gutter Miller said, they plan on them winning the state. They plan all around their football team winning the state championship.
And the goal is to be the best we can possibly be come tournament time, and the basketball Flyers usually are just that.
Yeah.
Boy, is Botkins under Phil Groves, Chuck, developing quite a resume now, 9-1 with wins over Anna and Jackson Center. A triumph here tonight against Marion Local. 9-1 now for the Botkins Trojans on the campaign. Home versus Parkway on Saturday at Minster next Tuesday, 1 week from tonight. And we will have that game for you right here on scoresbroadcast.com. That should be a very good encounter next Tuesday night. Don't forget, action this Friday. Airtime, 5:45, 6:45. Jackson Center at Rushi, a boys contest in the SCAL. Thanks to our online listeners tonight. I know a lot of you tuned in. The weather outside, so crappy.
Frightful.
Yes, I like it. I don't like frightful, but I like your on the spot.
There you go.
Rhyming, what is that? The weather.
Let it snow.
Hey, thank goodness the temperature was what it was.
Yeah.
Or we might have been mired under, a foot to 16 inches.
We probably wouldn't be sitting here right now.
You're right. It would have been called off. A lot of gratitude to WiseBridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement wealth, estate, and tax planning with WiseBridge, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play call to WiseBridge, 937-518-1776. A doubleheader sweep for Botkins, which won the JV game, close call. And Botkins wins the nightcap, the varsity tilt by a final tally of 49-46. For our online listeners, thanks very much. For Chuck McBee, alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering, Jack Kramer, saying good night from here at Botkins. Botkins Trojans defeat the Marion Local Flyers in a thriller by 3 points.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be online today covering high school sports without the benefit of Lacow Equipment. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. WiseBridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with WiseBridge. Your bridge to a secure future is WiseBridge Wealth Management. J&J Brodigham in Sydney. Your most popular underground plumbing specialist. Brodigham is fast, reliable, and affordable. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies. And that's for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Knox Machinery in Franklin. Serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Securecom in Minster. S-E-C-U-R-com. Online at securecom.com. The pros in protection. And the 16-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on ScoresBroadcast.com.